to see the Holy Gospel. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke. May his blessings be with us all, amen. From the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and the king. May his blessings be with us all, amen. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks justice. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is due glory forever and ever. Amen. He also said to his disciples, there was a certain rich man who had a steward, and accusation was brought to him that this man was wasting his goods. So he called him and said to him, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you can no longer be steward. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my master is taking my stewardship away from me. I cannot dig. I am ashamed to beg. I have resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his master's debtors to him and said to the first, how much do you owe my master? And he said, 100 measures of oil. So he said to them, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, how much do you owe? So he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said to him, take your bill and write 80. So the master commended the unjust steward because he had dealt shrewdly, for the sons of this world are more shrewd in their generation than the sons of light. And I say to you, make for yourselves by unrighteous mammon, that when you fail, they may receive you into an everlasting home. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust in what is least is also unjust in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in what is another's man, who will you give you what is your own?
We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of an essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us and for our salvation came down from heaven, who was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, Virgin Mary, became man, he was crucified, by the Pontius Pilate, suffered on his merit, and third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, descended the heavens, as the head of his Father, come against the Lord, judge him, and death, his name shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, the Father, and the Son, is wished and glorified, spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic and Catholic Church. We confess our vows for the mission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and life of the coming age. Amen. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age.
Please.